pharmacists will be able to prescribe medications from the autumn as part of government efforts to speed up care. Ministers say the move will help ease pressure on GP surgeries and hospitals. Here's our health editor, Hugh Pym.
A new generation of pharmacists are qualified to prescribe medicines. Thousands more will be added to the workforce later this year. And for a range of common ailments, they'll be able after consultations to supply appropriate medicines. Ministers say this will mean a better service for patients. The new prescribers will help improve a scheme in England called Pharmacy First, which covers seven common conditions, including sinusitis, earache, and impetigo, and allows patients to be treated in pharmacies. Five more conditions will be added this year.
The US Vice President J.D. Vance has said that America and Iran are very close to agreeing a ceasefire extension, which is expected to allow international shipping to resume passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Vance said officials were going back and forth with Tehran, and he believed the Iranian regime was negotiating in good faith, but they were not there yet. From Washington, here's our North America editor Sarah Smith.
J.D. Vance is the latest senior member of the Trump administration to express optimism about the possibility of the U.S. and Iran agreeing some kind of deal sometime soon. Asked by the BBC if President Trump was close to signing a deal, Mr. Vance said it was too early to say when or if the two sides would finalize an agreement. U.S. officials had earlier confirmed that both countries had agreed the framework of a deal and said it was yet to be approved by Iran's leadership or to be signed off by Donald Trump. The plan that's under discussion is not a final peace deal. Instead, it is a memorandum of understanding that would extend the current ceasefire by 60 days and allow for more substantive negotiations to begin.
A Russian drone has hit a block of flats in the Romanian city of Galați, close to the border with Ukraine. Two people were injured. Russia regularly attacks Ukrainian ports nearby, but this is the first time people from Romania, which is a member of NATO, have been hurt. A rocket developed by Jeff Bezos' space company has exploded on its launch pad in Florida. Blue Origin said the new Glenn rocket experienced an anomaly during a test. Video footage of the explosion shows a huge fireball engulfing the launch site. No one was injured. The heat wave that's gripped much of England and Wales this week has seen record temperatures for May, but meteorologists say it's also been exceptional for how quickly it developed. The rapid change in temperature, known as a heat spike, is being blamed on human-induced climate change, as Simon King from BBC Weather explains.
A record temperature of 35.1 Celsius was recorded in London on Tuesday, but it was also notable how the temperatures rose by up to 10 degrees in just 2 days. Historically, temperatures have normally increased by 1 or 2 degrees each day. The effects of climate change are causing more intense and frequent heat waves, and a general warming with drier soils and static areas of high pressure mean that less heat is lost in evaporation, so the air heats faster. We're also seeing more south to southeasterly winds tapping into hotter air from southern and western Europe, which itself is warming twice as fast as the global average.
The government has agreed a contract with an IT firm as part of efforts to clamp down on migrants who arrive on small boats making false claims about their age. Acta Computers will provide AI technology that ministers say will estimate how old an individual is in seconds. Migrants under the age of 18 are afforded additional protection and says the strengthened checks will make it easier to identify adults attempting to game the system. The new tech is due to be rolled out next year. The first roof garden designed for intensive care patients opens today at one of the country's busiest hospitals. The space at King's College Hospital will allow seriously ill patients to experience flowers, plants and fresh air, all from their beds. They'll be brought up in a lift and connected to power and oxygen supplies housed in waterproof boxes. Holly Ellen has been a patient in the ICU for 9 weeks and is among the first to use the gardens.
It's so lovely up here and it's a bit of a boost to keep on going. I think when you're stuck inside all day, there's no motivation to, you know, try and get back to normal life. I don't want to leave.